AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Food and Drug Administration is authorizing the first coronavirus shots for infants and preschoolers. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The FDA's action this morning paves the way for kids under five to start getting vaccinated next week. CDC advisors are meeting today and tomorrow to recommend how to use the vaccines. The FDA has also now authorized Moderna's vaccine for school-age children and teens, who so far had only been getting Pfizer shots.
CDC advisor Dr. Matt Daly says kids in this age group could be helped greatly by getting vaccinated.
Among people ages 1 to 4 years of age, COVID-19 is the fifth most common of all causes of death.
Police say the gunman in Alabama who shot and killed two people at a church is a 71-year-old member of the congregation who acted alone and is now in custody. The former sports doctor convicted of sexually abusing gymnast lost a final appeal.
The Michigan Supreme Court rejected a final appeal by Larry Nassar. He went to prison after pleading guilty during an extraordinary seven-day hearing in which over 150 dancers, Olympic gymnasts, and other athletes detailed how he sexually assaulted them over many years under the guise of medical treatments. Nassar said he deserved a new hearing and was treated unfairly by Ingham County Judge Rosemarie Aquilina, who said she signed his death warrant with his 40-year sentence and that he would wither in prison like the Wicked Witch. In a two-page letter, the court said it had concerns over the judge's conduct, but declined to take the case, noting that the judge stuck to the sentencing agreement and that they had no wish to subject the victims to additional trauma. Nassar received another 40-year sentence in a separate case in a neighboring county and is currently serving time in a federal prison for child pornography. I'm Jennifer King.
The Iowa Supreme Court cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state. The court concluded a less conservative court 4 years ago wrongly decided abortion rights were protected under the Constitution. This is AP News. Title IX, the federal law that opened the door for thousands of female athletes in the U.S., is also creating opportunities for foreign athletes. Maria Bulanova from Russia was recruited for the bowling team at Vanderbilt University. On the golf course, Aline Crowder from Stuttgart, Germany, had no opportunity to play in Europe.
College sports is not a thing in Europe at all. So I think the U.S. really has a unique opportunity there. And then obviously Title IX just tops that off and makes it even better.
Crowder is at Stanford University. Heather Lin was a top player in Taiwan.
Luckily, I play a lot of like junior tournaments growing up. From like 14 to 18 years old and played a bunch of like AJGA tournaments, USGA, and that's how Coach D found me and, you know, and a bunch of other college coaches.
She's talking about Coach Derek Radley at the University of Oregon. There are several agencies set up to help foreign female athletes by putting them in contact with various coaches and universities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.